S. Brian Wilson can identify two critical turning points in his life, one leading directly to the other. The first came when he was a law student turned soldier with the Air Force in Vietnam.
There was a week that I witnessed the aftereffects of 5 bombings, and in each case, the bombings were targeting inhabited, undefended fishing villages. And so in that week, I saw somewhere between 700 and 900 dead bodies, half of whom were obviously children because of the size. That pretty much finished me off in terms of being a straight, loyal kid.
After he returned home, Wilson became active in veterans issues, and following a visit to battle-torn Nicaragua in 1986, began to focus his nonviolent protest efforts on opposing the United States' role in that Central American war. That was what led him to be on the tracks outside the Concord Naval Weapons Station in September 1987 as part of a well-publicized 3-man blockade of an emerging train carrying munitions.
There was no thought that the train was going to accelerate to 3 times the speed limit and try to kill us. I was on the tracks with 2 other veterans, fully expecting to be arrested. I fully anticipated being in jail. When I woke up in the hospital, with no memory of having been hit, I couldn't believe what the people were telling me, that I was run over by a train. I could not believe it. It was an inconceivable act.
It was also, he says, a deliberate act, ordered out of the fear that the protesters would try to hijack the well-armed train. Yet despite losing both his legs and only barely surviving, Wilson says he harbors no anger or bitterness from that bloody day.
As far as I'm concerned, it was just another experience that expanded my spirituality, expanded my relationship to people all over the world, opened up new avenues for communication and travel and solidarity activities. And so, sure, I'd like to have my real legs, but I actually just continued my activities after I learned to walk again. I continued to basically the same thing I was doing before.
24 years later, still a committed activist, Wilson has published a book recounting his experiences. Titled Blood on the Tracks, he calls it a psychohistorical memoir.
I'm trying to understand my journey in the context of the conditioning of my own culture, so that I would better understand why it was so easy for a young kid that was considered a good kid to follow orders to do something so absurd as to go 9,000 miles away to participate in killing other people who I did not know.
But that journey also led him to the mantra he regularly invokes today: we are not worth more, they are not worth less. It's a perspective, Wilson says, grew directly out of his Vietnam experience.
I realized that we're all part of one humanity, and justice itself and fairness itself were the criteria that I was interested in being part of protecting or advocating. That would mean that I would no longer just follow an order to go someplace and hurt people, because those people and I are basically the same. So that consciousness of we're all one came from my being in those villages, because I saw those villagers as being part of my family.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.